27 minutes to 8. Darren Frehill joins us with the sport. And Darren, before we get into results and the like, an interesting story about John Delaney, the FAI boss, on the front page of this morning's Irish Times.
Yeah, this is a rather unfortunate one for him, Rachel. There was a talk of this doing the rounds on social media for the last couple of days, but the Irish Times have decided to go with this story this morning in the front of their newspaper, and they've basically printed details and released a video YouTube clip on their website of the FAI chief executive John Delaney singing a Republican ballad in a bar near the Aviva Stadium last Tuesday night. Now, last Tuesday night, the Republic of Ireland beat the USA by 4-1, a very good victory. And this video, it seems, was recorded after that game late into the night. Now, the problem I think here is, you know, these songs are sung all the time, and you know, I'm nothing in relation to the song, but the difficulty is we're playing England in a friendly next June. And there's obviously sensitivities there. And ironically, this happened on the same night that the England manager, Roy Hodgson, actually apologised if anyone was offended by some English fans singing anti-IRA songs in Glasgow at Celtic Park on their friendly win over Scotland. So it's sure to heighten tensions. Interesting to hear what John Delaney or the FAI might have to say.
They haven't said anything so far.
No, but we'll make an attempt to contact them this morning, and maybe we can get them on a little later on. So that's that story in the Irish Times. Back to the matters on the field, and Aston Villa and Southampton played out a 1-1 draw in the Premier League. Gabby Agbonlahor opened the scoring for Villa on the half-hour mark, but Nathaniel Clyne equalised 9 minutes from time. The Saints remain second in the standings, but they're now 6 points adrift of Chelsea. Villa are 16th and without a win since mid-September. Southampton have a couple of big games coming up. They're playing Manchester City, Manchester United and Arsenal, so could be a make-or-break time for them coming up. Their manager is Ronald Koeman.
We know it's difficult. Every game is difficult, even against Aston Villa in a difficult situation, what they are, which they miss some key players, but maybe that's more dangerous for us than Sunday. It's a pleasure to play that kind of teams and to show our qualities. And then we need, I think, to have a chance, we need a little bit more quality in front than we showed today.
Oh, they're absolutely flying it, despite just getting a point last night, second of the league standings. Also a big night this evening in Europe in the Champions League for Manchester City. They host Bayern Munich. City in a pretty poor position. They're bottom of Group E, just 2 points from 4 matches. They could be eliminated tonight if they lose and either CSKA Moscow or Roma win in the other group game. A win tonight for Chelsea would see them qualify for the next phase with the game to spare. Chelsea are in Germany. They play Schalke, who are now managed by Roberto Di Matteo, their former manager. And there's a full rundown of all tonight's matches on the RTÉ website. We'll also be looking ahead to the Champions League action a little later on. St. Pat's have agreed a new deal with winger Chris Forrester. The 21-year-old has rejected a couple of offers from English league sides to continue his career with the FAI Ford Cup champions. Some sad news really coming from Australia this morning in cricket. The Australian cricketer Phil Hughes is in a critical condition in hospital. He was struck by a ball in Sydney in the early hours of this morning. He collapsed after the ball hit his helmet in a club game. Hughes rushed to hospital and he has undergone surgery. In Gaelic games, Kilkenny goalkeeper David Herity has decided to retire from inter-county hurling. He won 5 All-Ireland medals playing in the 2011 and 2012 deciders. And Benny Coulter's called it a day with the Down footballers. Benny played for 15 years for his county, one of the outstanding attackers in the game. He scored 18 championship goals and he, of course, captained his county to that All-Ireland final in 2010, where his side were beaten by Cork. Finally, Katie Taylor will return to Ireland later today following her latest gold medal win at the World Championships in Korea. The 5-time champion due to arrive into Dublin Airport shortly before 6 o'clock.
Thank you very much, Darren.